You are listening to The Good Stuff. That's right. Thank you so much for that great intro. And we have some good stuff for you.
It's underway this week, the Days of 76, the 102nd annual event in Deadwood, South Dakota. Best rodeo, no bull. Well, yeah, there probably are bulls because it's a PRCA rodeo, matter of fact, Wednesday through Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Mountain Time each evening. For more information, go to daysof76.com, 19-time PRCA Rodeo of the Year, Days of 76.
And I'd like you to pause for a moment, and you're going to discover Tri-State Livestock News. It's the cattleman's publication delivering comprehensive agricultural coverage for decades. It's a medium that blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insight. A publication with these credentials warrants your attention. Tri-State Livestock News, available weekly or online at tsln.com.
Looking for a quick getaway? Well, how about Cherry County, Nebraska? The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit valentine.com and check out 50 things to do. How about fishing, hunting coming up this fall, a canoe trip down the Niobrara River, or the home of the Nebraska Star Party at Merritt Reservoir. That starts July 28th. Again, the website is visitvalentine.com. Kim, what do you have to share for the good stuff?
I have a piece called My Father. The author is unknown. When I was 4 years old, my daddy can do anything. When I was 5 years old, my daddy knows a whole lot. At six, my dad is smarter than your dad. Then at eight, my dad doesn't know exactly everything. At 10 years old, in the olden days when my dad grew up, things were sure different. And at 12, oh well, naturally, dad doesn't know anything about that. He is too old to remember his childhood. At 14 years old, the comment is, don't pay any attention to my dad. He is so old-fashioned. At 21, him, my Lord, he's hopelessly out of date. 25 years old, dad knows about it, but then he should. He's been around so long. At 30, maybe we should ask dad what he thinks. After all, he's had a lot of experience. Then at 35, I'm not doing a single thing until I talk to my dad. At 40 years old, I wonder how dad would have handled it. He was so wise. And when we reach 50 years old, I'd give anything if dad were here now so I could talk this over with him. Too bad I didn't appreciate how smart he was. I could have learned a lot from him.
Oh, there's sure some wisdom there, isn't there?
Indeed.
The 68th annual Home on the Range Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match coming up August 3rd in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. For details, go to hotrnd.com. And to get there, it's at Sentinel Butte, North Dakota, Interstate 94, exit 7. I have something about a boy and his dad today. Isn't that odd? We picked out something kind of similar.
That is.
This one is from Edgar Guest. A boy and his dad on a fishing trip. There is a glorious fellowship. Father and son and the open sky and the white clouds lazily drifting by. And the laughing stream as it runs along with the clicking reel like a martial song. And the father teaching the youngster, Gay, how to land a fish in the sportsman's way. I fancy I hear them talking there in an open boat, and the speech is fair, and the boy is learning the ways of men from the finest man in his youthful ken. Kings to the youngster cannot compare with the gentle father who's with him there, and the greatest mind of the human race not for 1 minute could take his place. Which is happier, man or boy, the soul of the father is steeped in joy, for he is finding out to his heart's delight that his son is fit for the future fight. He is learning the glorious depths of him and the thoughts that he thinks and his every whim, and he shall discover when night comes on how close he has grown to his little son. A boy and his dad on a fishing trip, builders of life's companionship. Oh, I envy them as I see them there under the sky in the open air, and out for the old, old long ago come the summer days that I used to know, when I learned life's truth from my father's lips as I shared the joy of his fishing trips.
Very good. That is sweet. You are listening to The Good Stuff, and we're delighted you're here. You might be listening on great radio stations like Valentine, Nebraska, 940 AM, The Voice of the Sandhills, or perhaps you're in Brookings listening at KBRK at 1430 AM, or Winter, South Dakota, KWYR, 1260 AM, Country. It doesn't matter where you're at. We're just happy that you're with us today for The Good Stuff.